quality and bad quality. So how can we identify which are good
and which is bad?
No, how can we identify which qualities and good are which are bad, or who is a good person and who is a bad person?
Not person, only quality.
Okay, how can we identify the qualities which are good and which are bad? Okay, yeah. So there are two things for identifying the good and bad nature of qualities. One is the content and the second is the consequence. So content means that what is the substance of that particular thought or quality. So for example, if I have a habit of being lazy, the content is that I don't want to do things. The consequence is that, you know, I often miss opportunities. I then get a lot of pressure of doing too many things. So what we have to do is, if we are not able to make out, if we have acted on certain qualities, we look back at our life and try to understand the consequences and try to evaluate what consequences, observe, analyze what consequences were there. And based on that, we can decide. That's the consequence. But with respect to content, you know, our life is too short to make all the mistakes. Now we have to learn. And that's why we need an external reference point. External reference point means that to understand what is right and what is wrong, if I'm going on a road, I cannot go on all the wrong roads to find what is the right road. If there is a map, then I can consult the map and move forward. So therefore, similarly, spiritual wisdom is like a map for the journey of life. So if you study spiritual wisdom, then we understand, okay, these are virtuous qualities. These are not so virtuous qualities. And by that, we get, as I said, a mirror by which we can look at ourselves. And with that, so it acts not just as, see, when we talk about a map, that is for going in an outer territory. Spiritual wisdom acts like a map in the sense that it helps us to go on the journey, but it also acts as a mirror, because this journey is not an external journey. It is an inner journey towards understanding our qualities and develop our good qualities and developing those qualities, discovering and developing them. So it acts as a mirror. So if we, first of all, observe the consequences of different kinds of actions or acting according to different qualities, then we will be able to get some sense. But a more reliable way, more efficient way to do that is to, Albert Einstein said that if I have seen further than others, that is because I am standing on the shoulder of giants. What others have seen, I have seen that and I am able to see. So like that, the sages of the past have given much spiritual wisdom. And this spiritual wisdom, that can act as a map for our inner journey, and it can act as a mirror to show us our own qualities, by which we can know what are good qualities and what are bad qualities, and then we can choose wisely.